Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
To know more about the purple that Matthew Collar does, you'd have to be inside the huddle with
Carson Wentz.
The inside scoop from the Purple Insider. Here's Matthew Collar.
Ready or not, here I come.
It is the bye week, but there's no bye week for Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider. He's joining us now on the Lake Show, as he does each and every Thursday at 7:05. Courtesy of the John Shishakoa Banker Hotline. How does Matthew Collar, how does he deal with the bye week?
It hasn't really changed a whole lot for me. I've still been podcasting, still been writing. I mean, Kevin O'Connell did a press conference on Monday and laid out some really interesting things that he wants to see J.J. McCarthy do in practice I guess he's going to be doing some practice this week and then next week. So I wrote about that. And, it's also a good time to kind of step back and kind of take a look at the league and where the Vikings stand, where they need to go. So, I haven't changed a thing, really, Henry. It's only going to be on game day where I'll just get to sit and watch football like the rest of the world.
All right, so let's go back to last Sunday. What did you make of their game against Cleveland? Like, what type of a grade, what was your evaluation for the way that the Vikings played on Sunday in that victory?
Yeah, that was one where you need to come home with a W, and we'll figure out the rest later. I that is not a style points type of victory, because as bad as Cleveland has been over the last 2 years, the guys who play on their defense are pretty darn good. And to face that defensive line with, at the end of the game, four backup offensive linemen and come home with a win is impressive, and I don't care how it happened. Now, they can't play like they did against Cleveland offensively for the rest of the season and think that they're going to be one of the best teams in the NFL. But to sort of survive in advance at 3-2, it keeps the season alive and gives them a chance to come back home and still chase a playoff spot and still be in the NFC North race and still have a chance when they get healthy to achieve the things that they set out to achieve when they started this year. I think if they had lost to Cleveland, then that all would have mostly been out the window. I mean, it would just, no matter what happens with the schedule, whether it's hard or easy, if you come home at 2-3 with the Lions and Packers in your division and a lot of good teams in the NFC, it would have been really, really tough. So, I was impressed mostly with Kevin O'Connell's game plan, getting the ball out of Carson Wentz's hands. I believe he was the fastest in the league from snap to release of the football. Coming home with that clutch drive that he had, Jordan Addison, despite being suspended for a quarter, going up and getting it, and we started to see a little flash of what it looks like to have Jefferson and Addison. So, overall, it was not perfect at all, but I also thought they found some things for their offense that will work going forward, regardless of whether it's J.J. McCarthy or Carson Wentz under center.
All right, so let's get this out of the way right now with regards to Jordan Addison. I'm glad you brought him up. I know he had the game-winning touchdown. I was like everybody else because I was actually out of town traveling last week over the weekend, and I was watching the game from my hotel room, And I noticed, like everybody else, like he wasn't, you know, there, you know, the opening parts of the game. And I'm like, what the heck is going on? And then, you know, we hear about he was sat down because he missed the walkthrough and all that stuff. I'm just going to tell you, man, I don't want to say that I'm over Jordan Addison because I know he's an important person to this offense, but I'm sick of the knucklehead behavior. Like, dude, get your act together. Off the field, you have been kind of a knucklehead with the driving stuff, and now you're missing walkthroughs and we have to punish you in that way. Like, at this particular time, a guy that talented, and I say that talented, I don't mean on the level of like Justin Jefferson or like the best receivers in the game, but somebody that's got talent, I don't look at him and I feel like he is in, like he's endearing to me to the point of I'm going to put up with this stuff and I'm going to pay him big money. I don't know. Where are you at with Jordan Addison? Because, man, I'm kind of sick of him already.
Yeah, after incident number two last summer, the DUI, I remember saying that if they decided to move on from him because of the off-field stuff, that I would support that because you're not Justin Jefferson. And as good as he is, and I think he's a phenomenal player, he's not Justin Jefferson. He's not the franchise player. And, you know, I think when you have the things that he's done off the field already, anything, even if it's a one-quarter suspension, I mean, you've already missed three games due to off-field stuff, so now it's three games in one quarter. How much more would you like to hurt your team, Jordan Addison? I mean, that's the concern there is that this stuff will not stop happening, and you're going to get more suspensions or more problems or, you know, more phone calls in the middle of the night for Kevin O'Connell in dealing with his wide receiver. And I thought, you know, there, of course, you know, there's a lot of fans who like to, you know, kind of say, oh, it's no big deal. It was just this. It was just that. Well, if you look at the way that Justin Jefferson talked about it after the game, I would try telling Justin that because he was very upset, it seemed, at how Jordan Addison had acted. And, you know, Jefferson kind of put it on himself. Oh, I have to mentor him better. Well, that's not your job. Your job, Justin Jefferson, is to catch touchdowns. He's a grown-up now. He's making millions of dollars. It's time for him to deal with this stuff himself. And you're right that there is a decision looming, a fifth-year option, a potential contract extension. His performance on the field and even the type of teammate he's been inside the locker room has all been a guy you pay, a guy that you want next to Justin Jefferson for the next 5-7 years. But if you can't trust him, whether it's during the summer, during the spring when you're not at the facility, or whether it's overseas for 10 days to not get himself in trouble, then that isn't somebody you can really go forward with. So I think that this is a big rest of the season and off season for Jordan Addison to keep it together, because this was definitely a red flag. I wouldn't say it was his third strike. More of a foul ball. But
I don't trust
still,
him. I don't trust him.
Right. I agree. No, I agree. I mean, and trust is earned, right? And he absolutely has not done that.
Yep. We're talking to Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider, here on the Lake Show News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, let's get right into it, man. If J.J. McCarthy is completely healthy and Carson Wentz is completely healthy, who do you start next?
Well, I really love the way that Kevin O'Connell laid it out on Monday. I asked him, what does he want to see from J.J. McCarthy when he returns to practice? And he said that he wants to see fundamentals from him. He wants to see the footwork, the timing in practice that he saw in the offseason and in training camp that seemed to get lost when he actually got onto the field. And not completely, and it's not every single play was bad, but you know, we saw the Atlanta game. And yes, I know there were some backups in. There were some backups in for Carson Wentz as well when he played Cleveland. That's the league, right? You don't always get your entire lineup, and you have to give your team a chance. And McCarthy did not do that the last time he was in there. And it was clear, I thought, from what O'Connell said, that it was his decision-making, his timing, and the fact that he wasn't seeing the reads the way he needed to, and he was one of the slowest at getting rid of the football in that game. And I think that probably scared the head coach a lot. Like, wait a minute, if he can't do the easy stuff that we practiced all summer, then we're not going to win many games with him. So he has to show that to O'Connell in practice. And I think whatever the head coach decides here is the right way to go. If he doesn't see it from McCarthy in practice, then I can't say, oh, sorry, Kevin, you got to play him anyway because I want to see him. But if he does, then you got to get him back in there, and you're going to have to deal with some of the ups and downs that go with a young quarterback.
Yeah, I just it's time to play him, man. I said this a few days ago, and I stand by this. We got to see what we have, man. I don't want to keep playing this game, and I know that Carson Wentz right now, the way that he is getting the ball out quick and decision-making and his experience is better suited for them to maybe collect a few more victories. But I'm not going to keep kicking the can. Like, let's see what JJ has. I'm sick of watching highlights of Bo Nix making plays, Drake May winning games, Jaden Daniels. I'm already frustrated already, Matthew, and I hate feeling this way.
Well, because we've seen him play two games and he's been on the team for a year and a half now. I mean,
and he's looked dreadful.
Right, and then in the two games, there's one quarter of actual good football. But, you know, your guy Josh Wheeler there might tell you that patience with a quarterback can pay off sometimes, because his favorite player, Baker Mayfield, now looks like an MVP after, you know, Cleveland wasn't very patient with him. And I think that's what, you know, O'Connell might argue if he doesn't want to put him back in there is, look, the kid is, 22 years old, and he has not had a lot of behind-the-scenes work. Two full training camps and two preseason games and two regular season games isn't a whole lot for somebody that, you know, didn't throw the ball a lot in college. And so I guess for me, there's nobody in the world that knows better about how to handle this than O'Connell. So as much as I want to see him and you want to see him, and we are getting antsy and impatient, impatience is also one of the reasons that some of these other quarterbacks around the league who were drafted in the first round are now stars for other teams.
But aren't they stars because they were thrown in the fire, though, too?
Well, I mean, not Sam Darnold. I mean, you know, Sam Darnold was 20 years old and tossed in to play with the New York Jets too soon, and that created bad habits, and he got injured and behind, and Anthony Richardson was played too soon.
No, that's the point.
There's a lot of examples of that.
No, that's the point I'm asking about, though. Baker Mayfield and these guys were thrown in the fire early. And, yeah, they bumped their heads, but I think that part of the process of getting experience was that they bumped their heads. I'm not saying be impatient with JJ, but we're not going to wait around 3-4 years for JJ and then have to make decisions, and the sample size shows he's not been good.
Yeah, no, I understand not 3-4 years, but what about maybe 3-4 weeks, like behind the scenes to get him more ready in practice? I mean, I agree with you. My point is just the NFL is very, very hard.
Agreed.
And, you know, when you take somebody like Baker Mayfield who needed more development and you toss them into the fire, that's where you get guys in over their head at times or injured or whatever else. Maybe, I mean, Darnold's an even better example of that, as somebody who was just in over their head at the beginning of their career. And because of all the hype and because they had drafted him and they felt like they had to play him rather than developing him in practice. And, you know, it's very possible that O'Connell, who has made it very clear that he is careful when it comes to, you know, not messing up quarterbacks, that he wants to do everything he can for the guy to succeed, that patience might go along with that. And I don't think he's going to care if we want to see him or not.
Yeah.
I mean, I do think, though, that if you play Carson Wentz, there's a cap on this season where you're probably an 8 or 9 win team. And I don't see how you can do much more than that if you play Wentz. But my point is, as much as I think, hey, I agree, I actually agree with you. Like, he needs to play, and I don't know any other option. But if KOC disagrees, who am I to say, sorry, Kevin, I don't know, man. That's where it's a difficult spot for everybody, because everyone wants to see J.J. McCarthy play.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I want to get your...
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thoughts on the bye week, because I know that there are a lot of times where I know that me, typically, I don't like for the teams that I root for, specifically the Minnesota Vikings, to have bye weeks pretty early in the season. And what I mean by pretty early is like within the first like 5 or 6 weeks. But I do think that this year the bye week came at the perfect time.
100% agree. I mean, this is a team that dealt with, I don't know if it's a historic amount of injuries, but it sure feels like it. I mean, I think they've had 11 or 12 different combinations of an offensive line through the first 5 weeks of a season. That's insane. I mean, you know, we're talking about undrafted left guard starting. We're talking about a guy who'd never played center before having to be thrown in there, two backup tackles. I mean, it's just been such a mess with the injuries, and that's not even to mention Blake Cashman and Andrew Van Ginkle and the fact that Harrison Smith has not played a full game yet so far this season. I mean, it's been so difficult for this team when it comes to the injuries that this bye week is a great opportunity for them to get fully healthy, and they're really going to need it because they play Philadelphia and the Chargers and Detroit. It's not an easy run after this, but I think that if you look at the guys that they're getting back from injury, we're talking about first-round picks. We're talking about Pro Bowl-caliber players. I mean, this isn't just, hey, you know, a starter here or there. We're talking about significant players on this team. I don't think that we've seen anywhere close to the full version of the 2025 Minnesota Vikings, and coming out of the break should give us the closest opportunity to see that.
Yeah. Hey, real quickly, last thing, because I know that we don't have a game to talk about here coming up this weekend. In the NFC, who is the best team?
I still would go, well, you know, Philadelphia. I don't want to overreact to Philadelphia because people did that last year. Oh, look, you know, Jalen Hurts had a few weeks where it was a down on the offensive side, and then, you know, he and A.J. Brown got it together and they won the Super Bowl. So
last year. Yeah.
Yep. Yep, exactly. But, you know, Detroit has certainly made their case as well. And they're a little banged up on the secondary. But, man, like Jared Goff, just every single year, nobody ever writes Jared Goff for an MVP favorite. And then he puts up huge offensive numbers and they dominate and they've got great weapons. So I think if you were talking about one team you didn't want to play right now, it's probably the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, I would agree. I think Detroit's the best team. I think they're right there together. I'm not going to overreact to Philly losing too, but Philly has shown that they've got to get their act together. And I think that people just thought that Saquon Barkley was just going to have that type of season again, and that's like a once-in-a-lifetime type of season that he had last year.
Oh, totally agree. Yeah, every single player who's run for 2,000 yards the next season has had regression. But I think that they will figure that out, some of the struggles offensively. And, you know, there's the thing about the NFC, though, Henry, is that there's that tier of two teams that I think are better than everybody, and maybe I'd toss the Rams in that conversation as well. And then there's about 6-7 other teams that can all make a case that they should be in the playoffs, whether it's, you know, the Packers or even Atlanta. I mean, there's just a lot of other teams, Seattle, vying for position, and I think we haven't come anywhere close to figuring out exactly how to sort that out yet.
Yep. Hey, great stuff as always, man. I'm off next Thursday, but whoever is in this spot, unless it's you, we'll be talking Vikings football with you.
That sounds good, Henry. Well, we'll talk sometime then.
All right, we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks. That's Matthew Collar, the Purple Insider, joining us here on The Lake Show.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report,